crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's November 13th on the Sunday edition. We are live. First report by John Bell.
This was a white lash. This was a white lash against a changing country. It was a white lash against a black president in part. And that's the part where the pain comes.
While the enraged minions feeding from the trough of the New World Order disrupt the restoration of the American Republic, Donald Trump accepts his rightful position as the 45th president-elect of the United States of America.
We had never met each other. I have great respect. The meeting lasted for almost an hour and a half. And it could have, as far as I'm concerned, it could have gone on for a lot longer. We really, we discussed a lot of different situations, some wonderful and some difficulties. I very much look forward to dealing with the president in the future.
Meanwhile, Hillary waits.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time. But I want you to remember this. Our campaign was never about one person or even one election. It was about the country we love and about building an America that's hopeful, inclusive, and big-hearted. We have seen that our nation is more deeply divided than we thought.
Hillary and company sit in limbo, impossibly attempting to rally faithless electors to throw the Electoral College's vote as the pressure of all of her crime bubbles to the surface of a bog of corruption.
Mr. President, will you pledge not to issue a pardon to Hillary Clinton and her co-conspirators for their many crimes against our country and against society itself? Will you make that pledge?
President-elect Donald Trump mentioned numerous times that he would assign a special prosecutor to wade into to handle Hillary's five FBI investigations, one of which, the email investigation, was dropped by Clinton Foundation lackey FBI Director James Comey, strategically setting the stage to allow President Obama to pardon Hillary, which begs the question, can a sitting president pardon someone under an investigation that has yet to be convicted of a crime? Well, unfortunately, the answer is yes.
A full, free, and absolute pardon unto
Gerald Ford did it for Nixon, and Bill Clinton pardoned CIA Director John Deutsch for mishandling classified information. Attorney Samuel T. Morrison, a pardon specialist, told the Charlotte Observer, "The Constitution says the president can pardon offenses against the U.S., not convictions. The only constraint is that he can't pardon someone in advance of committing the offense." Of course, the allegations against the Clinton crime family aren't singular in nature. They include the brazen mishandling of classified materials endangering national security, racketeering on levels the RICO Act was designed to address to the fullest extent of the law, the recent unexplained murders of witnesses, child rape allegations related to Bill and Hillary's numerous visits to Jeffrey Epstein's pedophile island, and election fraud. And just how many politicians and sycophants will be released from prosecution if the Clinton Foundation is allowed to walk free? Now, as Chelsea Clinton prepares to launch her political career, which will begin with Chelsea's hands dirty with money laundering allegations, the Clinton's hubris appears to be a stain impossible to wash off. Chelsea, seemingly unaware that Americans fully intend on restoring the Republic, beginning with the prosecution of her family. If Chelsea had a lick of sense, she would beg Cher for a seat on that rocket intended to leave planet Earth and America's seed of exponential providence behind. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Sunday. We're going to be broadcasting here as we do every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have got really exciting news straight ahead of what Donald Trump is preparing to do as soon as he gets into office. And I talked to him at length on Friday via the telephone. Very interesting to talk to President-elect.
We'll be right back.
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Last Sunday, we were sitting here only 2 days out from the presidential election, chewing our fingernails. I was telling you that the internal polls showed Donald Trump was going to win basically every swing state unless Hillary tried to steal it. Well, we were proven right. He did win, but she successfully stole at least five states. The numbers are overwhelmingly clear. I had Bev Harris, the Democrat, the liberal, the top election fraud expert in the country, extremely bipartisan, totally respected. And she came out and laid out the fact that they were going to try to steal it from Trump beforehand, and they certainly did. And she concurred on those key states where Hillary, the evidence leans towards, stole it. Lots of evidence of late night, right as the polls are closing, some precincts getting 100% of the voters voting. That never happens. Or sometimes more than 100% voting. Major evidence. But despite that, still Donald Trump becomes the 45th president of the United States. I want to pull back here before I plunge into all the latest news and information. And I want people to savor this victory. I was the one Tuesday night, Wednesday morning saying, look, they're going to counterstrike. Soros will fund a bunch of riots. They're going to try to block him in Congress. Our fight has just begun. But it is important to basically think about what we have done together. Because it's big. It's very, very big. The entire establishment media has been discredited. All the pollsters have been turned into laughingstocks. The entire political correct cult trying to bully this country into submission to cultural tyranny has been blown into a million, million pieces. And the successes go on. Globalism itself and the fact that crony capitalists control and manipulate the system worldwide has been exposed. This last year and a half campaign did more work to expose the global tyranny than all of the liberty movement's 60-year history to try to restore this republic. Because we're coming towards the peak, the crescendo, here in the next decade or so, maybe even sooner. Donald Trump is already moving to fulfill his promises, announcing he's going to reverse the climate deal Obama signed 7 years ago without congressional approval. I have the articles right here. We'll go over them in a moment. We have John Kerry trying to race to get it ratified with other countries globally and completed before Trump takes office in 2 months. Think about them apples. Trump is announcing already that he is going to ignore the EPA's order to shut down another 500 power plants and allow the other clean-burning plants that were shut down to get their licenses and fire back up. Get ready for more energy competition. Get ready for dropping prices. The hidden taxes against the poorest Americans of every race, color, and creed. Trump reportedly looking for a way to pull U.S. out of climate agreement. Looking for a way. Congress didn't pass it, so the Supreme Court just said that the EPA could do whatever they wanted to. Well, guess what? Guess who's over the EPA? El Presidente. He could abolish that cabinet position. U.S. to push ahead on climate pact before Trump takes over. Kerry, Yahoo News, AP, Reuters. Report, Obama administration giving up on the Pacific trade deal. Not a trade deal, a global government deal to merge the Asian Union, the EU, and the American Union that have already all been set up through the Atlantic Treaty Agreement and TPP. In deep trouble. Chalk that up to the patriots, you, the listeners, the heart of the InfoWar. Chalk that up to Donald Trump. The reason I wanted to start here with some positive news is we're now seeing the game plan against Trump. When he's still 2 months out and change, the rest of November, December, and then, 18 days into into January. We're more than 2 months out. We're more than 60 days out. 67 days. Thank you, Darius. You popped in my ear. 67 days out. And they're already saying he failed and didn't deliver. That's going to be their tactic. It's also going to be something I discovered yesterday that made me so mad it gave me a headache. And that rarely happens because I hate Amy Schumer. Ever since I saw her pig face on TV and her anti-family garbage and know that they force feed her to all the young girls in America and she's not even popular, she's a failure. I saw this headline. It punched me in the stomach because it was a fake headline. The New York Times had put out in an article over a year ago that they had to retract. But for this, they dolled up. I'm going to show this to you later. It's up on Infowars.com with video. They dolled up a fake news headline from supposedly 20 years ago with yellowed acid damaged paper and jaggedly cut edges. And it's supposedly Donald Trump saying, if I were to run, I'd run as a Republican. They're the dumbest group of voters in the country. They believe anything on Fox News. I could lie and they'd still eat it up. I bet my numbers would be terrific. At the end of a lengthy article she puts out, she admits it's a fake quote. But she knows full well 90%+ of people would never read down to the bottom of it to find out. She says it's fake. This is super fraud. Now, why do I mention that? Because there's so many of these that I can't even cover them all. You're going to have to decipher it yourself, deal with it yourself, because a lot of the time they don't admit it's a fake. I mean, I'm seeing stuff now where they are saying things about me, which is fine. They're liars. They've been discredited. They've lost so far. But they're going to the next level. They're not backing down. They're only intensifying their lies, where they'll write the wildest crap about me that I never even said. They'll usually kind of trim it apart and move it around and change it when they lie. Now they're doing stuff just whole hog I never said. So they're hitting next level, ladies and gentlemen. So it goes on and on. Now that said, let me give you the big news here. Most people, if they had a lengthy conversation with President-elect, would tell you all about it. And the conversation was not off the record. I asked the president, Donald Trump, Friday, if it was off the record. He said no. But most of the conversation is going to be off the record. Just because the enemies out there try to use this against the movement to restore the republic. But I can assure you Donald Trump's for real. And he knows exactly what he's doing. And I'm going to give him my complete backing and confidence until I see the policies he starts to deliver. And he's going to try to deliver them or die fighting. He's never let me down. He's never let you down. And I happen to know for a fact that Donald Trump Jr. is not going to let you down. He's a big listener for years. And I'm going to just stop right there. But Donald Trump's for real, ladies and gentlemen, and that's why they're so scared of him. I have a clip coming up of Dave Chappelle. It's up on Infowars.com saying, let's give Donald Trump a chance. And I've always liked Dave Chappelle when I've seen him on TV. I went and saw his concert, and I guess he bought into the hype, and it was just the biggest race-baiting thing I ever heard. I want to hear some funny comedy, man, not about how white people or black people, this or that, all this race comedy. It gets a little old. I've never been big on the race jokes. It's not that I've been politically correct growing up my life. I like to think about people as individuals. And then if I don't like that individual, I'll tell you why I don't like them. It's not because of what color they are. But the old Dave Chappelle was back. And he just made a really great point about we're saying this guy can't govern and can't rule. Just like people used to say black people couldn't rule or couldn't come be in the White House. And he goes, let's just give Donald Trump a chance. And only Dave Chappelle could say that to the Saturday Night Live audience. They didn't really even boo. Because really, what has Donald Trump done except say he'd try to have major reinvestment in black communities and cut taxes? And I mean, the truth is Donald Trump is going to deliver. And the media is going to do everything they can to try to stop it. Because the media works for foreign multinationals that want to sew this country up. They want to bag this nation up. They want us poor so they can buy everything up, folks. It's real simple. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says, you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just got paid today. Got me a pocket full of change.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Said I just got paid today.
By the way, Nico Acosta, our great lead producer here for the radio/TV transmission 6 days a week, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. And then, of course, we come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. I came here and I said, look at this, Nico. And he said, no, I put that on screen for you when you came in today. I'd forgotten the time Donald Trump, I guess 10 years ago, the 45th president of the United States back in the future, he body slams the guy and of course, does a mock beat up of him. So he is a great actor, but he is going to actually deliver lower taxes and turn the carbon taxes off. That alone will be a death blow to the globalists. And he's moving in that direction right now. But for TV viewers, here it is, Donald Trump slamming down the opposition. We ought to get this and load this in the computer and actually play it with audio. Trump doing a mock beat up. Oh, it's hilarious. Just the fact that he'd go out there and do all that. He's so ridiculous. I love it. He's got such an amazing sense of humor. Hey, will you guys get that with audio, please? I want to play this for everybody. There's Vince McMahon. Oh, my gosh. They got to get his head shaved when Trump beats him. Oh, those guys are ridiculous. Okay, let's expand on all this. I want to play the Dave Chappelle clip in a little while, but first off, we've got to play this clip one more time, and then I want to walk through the attacks and what's going to happen. They're trying to get Priebus in right now. Steve Bannon was the general that ran the attack, the best person in the campaign. I've talked to people inside the campaign, not just Roger Stone from outside the campaign. Bannon really kicked ass, the head of Breitbart.com. So we need Bannon to be the chief of staff. He's hardcore, folks. I mean, Bannon, since he took over Breitbart, they run my videos, they run our articles, they love what we do, they get it. They've gotten more hardcore like us. They've moved more towards Drudge and InfoWars on the libertarian constitutional side than mainline Republican. And in some cases have surpassed what I've done. So I'm very, very excited to see that. Rince Priebus, the head of the Republican Party, backstabbed Trump 100 different ways. When Trump finally defeated him so many times, he kind of backed off at the end. But all I can tell you is we absolutely need to try to keep as many establishment people out as we can. Now, here's the deal. Obviously, Trump knows to really get things done, if someone who's been on the inside will come over to our side, then that's fine. As long as the policies then flow towards the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. But if you get enough old guard, neocons, Democrats, Republican establishment in, then the assassination attempt level goes way up because they'll be able to come in and take over very, very quickly. Mike Pence is trusted by Trump. I trust the vice president. He's a patriot. He's pro-gun, pro-sovereignty. He wants to control our borders. He's a little too pro-war towards Russia, but compared to Hillary Clinton, he is a peacenik. Now, all of that said, I should have written notes about what I would talk about with my discussion with the president-elect Friday, because some of it would be newsmaking. Trump is just so real. It was all very, very positive. But later in the broadcast, I'm going to sit here and think about it during the break. I'm going to write down a few notes of what he told me, what we talked about. That I can relay to the viewers out there. But number one, he just called me to thank you. And to thank, of course, myself and the crew. They're fully aware that we had 85 million. We thought it was 70. It was 85 million the 7 days from a few days before the election right through to yesterday. So we're talking 80 plus million conservatively just on videos online. That's not counting 5 million a day terrestrial radio. We've gone from, we could never get above 170 affiliates. It's a few times 190, but it would always, stations change hands, they sell, they change formats. We never got to 200. We're at like 250. It was like 230 a week ago. We're like 250 now. And we're talking blowtorch stations, AM, FM across the country. The InfoWars taking over, folks. It's a big deal. Now, some people, and I want to address this now because it's so important, and I'm going to come back and play all the clips in the next long segment, are saying, Alex, you're the establishment now. You're the elite now. We've gotten a beachhead in Washington that's tenuous. A big beachhead, though. Getting that beachhead is half the battle. In fact, if Trump has the initiative and we back him, I'd say 70% of the battle's won. The rest of it's moral for us individually in our own lives to work hard, be good people, and do the right thing. But we're at least 50% of the way there right now. But, hey, that's a long way to fall as well. I'm the opposite of establishment. I want to be the guy out in the wilderness that's trying to wake folks up and being able to be the purist and talk about what's right and what's good like Ron Paul does. It's a different thing to have your hands in the guts doing the emergency surgery with how big this government is in bureaucracy, the biggest thing in the world. But believe me, Trump is in there. He is moving to get it done, and he is the outsider. He's the consummate outsider. They hit him with everything they had, and it failed. Every lie, every fake poll. And the big win is the establishment is totally discredited, is a huge joke, and the only way Trump loses is by being gracious and giving quarter. And if folks don't know about fencing or war, they'd say before a battle, no quarter taken, no quarter given. A white flag means you're giving up. If an army's running black flags from the beginning of a fight, it means we're not giving up. If there's a skull on a flag, pirates didn't invent this, by the way, folks. It means we're going to kill you. We don't just take prisoners. We're going to kill you. If blood's coming out the skull, it means we're going to torture you. And armies would fly those flags. So the black flag means no surrender. They're running a black flag up, folks. They're not surrendering. So it's not we want to persecute Hillary and all. It's justice. He's got to keep his promises. They're promising him now. They'll back off, let him have his agenda if he just is nice to them. Once he gets in, they're going to start up a bunch of controversies. They're going to sap out his first 100 days or so, and then he'll be pretty much a lame duck. They're going to start impeachment proceedings run by the Republican Party itself. Get ready. That's already leaked. I'm going to get to that later. And people finally know to listen to me, that I know what I'm talking about. This is the current thinking. Sure, reconciliation, let's all be nice. No one in the liberal media is saying that except Dave Chappelle. He's a maverick. And he's always bitched about black leaders only taking money from black folks and then selling them out. He likes what Trump's saying. I mean, if you really listen to what Trump's saying, you know what? I think black people should have lower taxes in predominantly black areas and tax incentives because it's not taking money from somebody else. It's your money. Let you keep it. I'm all for that. Give folks a leg up that have been disadvantaged. I'm all for cutting poor people's taxes across the board. I don't care what color you are. The way you break down his main tax plan, $40,000 or less, zero federal tax. Zip. Zero, zero, zero. Boy, they don't want you to hear that, do they? So Trump just wanted to say thank you to the listeners. He said what amazing people say all over the country. He's just, oh, my God, I can't believe the influence you've got, obviously. It's just amazing. And you know, we're aware of the numbers. We've looked at it. It's just phenomenal. I mean, we talked about, yeah, he was like, what is it, 75, 80 million a week? We're like, yeah, something like that. It was a good discussion. We'll be back. Stay with us. It's Christmas morning. Obama has heard the White House in the backyard as a big trampoline. Little Hillary runs out and sees it. It's a magic moment. The family dog jumps in. And it's Donald Trump. Hopping up and down happy. It's from joe.co.uk. It's a big parody site over there. You can't always get what you want. That's pretty funny. If you're a radio listener, we'll post. Can we get whoever's on this weekend or whoever's on today to post that video to InfoWars.com? Video from the UK. Hillary can't always get what she wants. The dog, that dirty dog, Donald Trump, steals it from her every time. The Russians are pulling out of the global corporate government. The UK's pulling out of it. All 25 members of the EU are trying to pull out. Trump is trying to get us to pull out of the New World Order. We have huge carbon taxes and open borders and everything else. It's a very, very important time to be alive. And we're attempting to restore the real American establishment that is due process, a Bill of Rights, a Constitution. Free speech, not political correctness. We're not supposed to have an establishment in this country, you see, because the establishment globally is the Fortune 500. And they're all lockstep to take your guns and shut down your company or your business to consolidate control. That's why Donald Trump, myself, and others are opposing them. Now, let's continue. Donald Trump comes out and says, oh, TPP's dead. They admit that. One of the biggest global government moves in history. Makes NAFTA and GATT pale in comparison. Trump reportedly looking for a way to pull U.S. out of climate agreement. Fox News, President-elect Donald Trump is reportedly looking to ways for the U.S. to back out of a landmark climate pact, which would defy an agreement to cut carbon emissions across the globe. Defy an agreement. They say Fox is right-wing. How about nationalistic? No. Obama defied Congress and signed onto that outside of law, then ordered the EPA to follow it, and they shut down more than half our power plants that were totally clean. How do we compete when China has energy three times cheaper than ours and builds coal plants every week? That's why they all moved to Mexico, folks. They moved the coal plants down there and built the factories there. It's crazy. It's crazy. But don't worry. Kerry says U.S. to push ahead on climate pact before Turkey. And others sign on to it. U.S. to push ahead of climate pact before Trump takes over. They're trying to get a bunch of other countries that had to sign on, like New Zealand and others, to get it done. So there you go. Now, let's look at some of the other news here. Analysts say Trump stock's rally could persist. Yeah, they tried to plunge it the first day, but it still picked back up with the stock market ground analysts and traders chanting, lock her up, lock her up. Because it's the big mega banks and brokerage firms that are shutting down all the rest of Wall Street and rigging it with fractional systems and currency fixing and other price fixing with interest rate fixing. It's all come out. The LIBOR scandal, it's all rigged. And most of our real diverse stock market systems that built the country have been shut down. And you have the super high frequency trading systems run by Goldman Sachs that are literally consolidating power where the little guy, the little gal can't win anymore. And they want that to change as well. And guess what? Trump is on the side of that. But before I get to all the other huge news, I want to get to some more of these clips. We have Sidney Blumenthal says right-wing FBI agents took down Hillary in coup d'etat. Is that really true? I'll give you my honest analysis of that in a moment. But first, we've got to play this because there's different compilations. I played several this week, earlier this week. But here's a new one I saw on Infowars.com earlier today. When people laughed at the idea of Trump actually being elected president, compilation. Now, before I air this, I want to point something out. And I even said this myself. And I don't say that to brag. It's so people understand. I know how these people work. I've studied history. I've studied this establishment. And they really think they're better than you. Pride goes before a fall. And they really get in these echo chambers of yes men. And Hillary, in these emails, was telling her own party, don't attack Trump too much. Let's let him get in the lead with these other Republicans. He's such a clown. He's going to be easier to beat. And we'll be able to say he's racist, wanting a border wall. Let him go. Plus, they were all getting ratings. I remember at the time saying they think they can beat him. They don't get it. Being radical is what's popular. They're playing by old playbooks where we were all bullied into political correctness and scared and doing what we were told. Sure enough, they panicked when it was clear he was going to get the nomination. So they started saying, oh, you don't get the nomination now. That backfired even more. And the critical game changer was DrudgeReport.com and InfoWars to a secondary extent. But let's just, it's not about the credit, but history needs to know with those headlines, another voterless victory for Ted Cruz, another voterless victory for Hillary. Though it didn't stop Hillary from stealing it, the number one website in the world with 50 to 60 to 70 million people or more a day, seeing that went, yeah, that's not right. They would have the whole mainstream media say it was okay, but just a small voice in the wilderness compared to all the rest of the media together, the truth coming out, they couldn't stand against it. And they're all discredited. So we should celebrate that. But if Trump doesn't press it, and does it continue to point out that they're the traitors we're trying to get rid of. They're the swamp we're trying to drain. They will only bite him in the ass because they understand fundamentally at every level that what he represents is the end of their good old boys club, where they don't have to produce anything. They just got to stay in control. So here's the victory video. People laughed at the idea of Trump actually being elected president. This was their own delusion. Here it is.
Donald Trump, just last week, he confirmed to the National Review that he is again considering a run in 2016.
Do it. Do it. Look at me. Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke.
Is that people think that Donald Trump is a clown.
Donald Trump is a clown. I mean, does anybody seriously think that Donald Trump is serious about running for president?
He sat there in crowds being made fun of. I love that.
You know, he's a clown.
So
manly.
Like
the moderator,
but
apparently believes that Donald Trump is a clown.
Which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
See, they're all followers.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president.
They're followers. We're leaders.
The United States.
How's it feel, folks?
Point at real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
Yep, 44. He's 45.
So basically, this is the beginning of the end for Trump.
The beginning of the end.
Beginning of the end?
This is probably starting of the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Donald, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency.
The strongest person usually isn't the loudest one in the room.
So right now, we have Hillary's about 75% favorite. We have different versions of the forecast you can look at.
Poll has Hillary Clinton up by double digits nationally, 12 points, 50 to 38, four-way race.
Clinton leading in Florida, Clinton leading in North Carolina, Clinton leading in Ohio, Clinton leading in Nevada. I could go on and on and on.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
They go on and on lying to him.
And so, right now, Mr. Trump, to answer your call for political honesty, I just want to say, you're not going to be president, all right?
This is them lecturing you, folks, telling you that you're the boss.
It's been great.
You overthrew them. You overthrew them. You broke the mind control.
Come on, buddy.
You broke the trance.
We have a major projection right now. Donald Trump will take Ohio. That's the CNN projects. Donald Trump will carry the state of Florida. Huge win for Donald Trump. Donald Trump, while we project, will win in Kentucky, in Indiana, with its 11 electoral votes. West Virginia, Florida, Tennessee.
So evil. He doesn't want to blow up Russia.
South Carolina, Alabama.
Oh, Russia's done nothing to us, folks.
It's three electoral
votes. Our scene is weak. The globals are starting to warm.
Arkansas, Louisiana, the state of Montana.
Winning.
Iowa, Utah, Wisconsin, Arizona, Kansas with its 6 electoral votes, Nebraska with its 5 electoral votes, and Wyoming with its 3 electoral votes.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Complicated business.
A lot of people have laughed at me over the years. Now they're not laughing so much, I'll tell you.
We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Waging war on corruption.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time.
All right, I do want to open the phones up some in the next hour. So at the very end of the segment, I'm going to open the phones up and give that toll-free number out. But before I go there, I want to play this Dave Chappelle clip and get some other news. But just pulling back from this, if I got a call from President Barack Obama, it would mean nothing to me. I would just say, please stop selling our country out. It's not fair to have higher taxes on us than China has on their industries. Why are you doing this? Power means nothing to me if it's not doing good. I've had Obama talk about me. I've had Hillary talk about me and attack me. It means nothing. I've been on Nightline. I've been in movies. I've been on HBO. I've been at the A-list parties. I don't want to sell out to the system. I don't want to go to the inauguration and sit around people in tuxedos and hang around with Trump. I want to change the world. I want to build a better planet. I want to have a better future. That's what I'm into. But you do have to pinch yourself like some parallel universe when the South delivered a Yankee into the White House. It's beautiful. Whole South went for him. New York, his own state, they'd have to steal that because there's almost no Republicans even on the ballot. So there's not even a Republican Party in most counties, basically. So it's all Democrats. So he lost his own state. She stole five other states, that's clear, but he still won. It's beautiful. All this demonization of the North and the South is all made up crap. And it's like some parallel universe that we were in. We finally broke it back into the real universe. I mean, Obama doubled black unemployment. He didn't do anything for those communities except spew racism to give people a wound instead of a job. And that's what I'm tired of is, ladies and gentlemen, I covered the demographics in 2008. I covered the demographics in 2012. So did you. You saw it. A record number of white people, more than voted for Ronald Reagan. This is more people, but still, a record number voted. A record number of Republicans voted for Barack Obama because they were so sick of George W. Bush and the wars and the spying and the stuttering and the lying. And I mean, with George W., it was like we had a retarded monkey in the White House. And so Americans are like, yeah, sure, this guy says he doesn't want our guns, wants to cut taxes, wants to do all this great stuff. Sure, put him in. He's just articulate, good-looking guy. In comes Obama, screws us up one side and down the other. So I came up with this saying. I tweeted it yesterday, but we should tweet it again. We voted for Obama because we wanted to prove we weren't racists. We voted for Trump to prove we weren't stupid. And I didn't vote for Obama, but I was neutral. I was so sick of the Republican establishment. John McCain is as bad, maybe worse. Totally out of his mind. In fact, more warmonger than Obama. So maybe that was the right choice, as bad as it was. Obama was a wake-up call. But, man, I was all for Romney, even though I didn't completely like him, because, I mean, Obama had done so much bad in 4 years. I mean, hurt poor people so damn bad. One thing I harped on every day was you shut down 500 plants his first administration, another 500, 600 the second. That was almost half our plants. Everything we got is moving to Mexico, folks, because they're building brand new, dirty running plants, one tenth the price of ours, and the electricity's cheaper than dirt. So if you can run a factory 3-4 times cheaper in Mexico just on electricity, that's the number one cost in a factory. Now it's above labor in a manufacturing plant generally. Where are you going to go? America has like bowling balls tied to its legs playing a football game. It's not right. Trump gets that, and that's why all these special interests are so pissed, because they sold us out. Now, Dave Chappelle tells some historical stories, and I'm a pretty big historian, and the Abraham Lincoln story is true, and I'm not defending Roosevelt, but that's a story that's been disproven. He did not call the person an N-word. But the point is that, yes, everything in America was class-run. Not as much as Europe, but still class-run. We were a little bit better. But he makes the point that he goes to the White House, it's all black people there for this party, and everybody's saying Trump can't do it, Trump can't do it. The sense of what you get is it's this elitism. What, a multi-billionaire white guy suddenly isn't qualified and Obama's all arrogant and says you can't do it? It's like saying a black man can't be president. Obama's a smart guy. If he wasn't a globalist, he'd be great. See, it's not the color of their skin. It's who they stand up for, who they serve. Like Bob Dylan says, you got to serve someone. When I stand up for nationalism, that'll teach other countries to stand up for nationalism. So the multinationals just don't run over the top of us. But it is surreal. You know how real Donald Trump is. I could have gotten Donald Trump back on the show since he first came on, but I knew they were going to use it. I wasn't 100% sure that my association with him was good overall. I mean, I knew it was with the grassroots, proving he was bona fide. We knew the numbers. But I just didn't push, even though I could have got him on. We talked some on the phone, here and there. Real conversations. And then, boom, I see Trump Tower calling Friday. Had a lengthy conversation. He says, you're number 61, Alex, on my list. Just talked to the Queen of England and then this person, and you know, now you. He goes, yeah. I go, well, you're a little busy, sir. Maybe we should talk later. He goes, well, I understand that, but just keep doing what you're doing. And those other things were said, but well, I appreciate you and your audience. It's amazing what you're doing, and good God, it's incredible the influence you've, you know, talk like that. And but the point is that I wouldn't have cared if it was a Barack Obama or a George Bush. or Bill Clinton. I wouldn't even probably take that call. I mean, I had the governor, when he was the president-elect, try to get me to say nice things about him, and he wanted to have me come over to the governor's mansion. I mean, they had the state police come over, and then later federal marshals saying, look, he wants to be nice to you. He likes you. But I guess that, you know, Bush collected talk show hosts like he collected baseball cards. Didn't happen. Well, you know what? If I'm a baseball card, I'm in the pocket of Donald Trump as long as he delivers. He delivers half. It's earth-changing. I mean, he wants the whole enchilada. He is in an uphill battle, folks. We better understand that. With everything against him, we only have a tenuous beachhead right now. And he's already delivering on so many fronts. And if he thinks appointing some big banker as the Treasury person, because they have the connections, as long as they do his will and our will, it's like World War II. If Nazis were defecting over to our side, did we just kick them out? No, we had to have them to win the war. Same thing, you know, with our Revolutionary War. But I will always be honest in the final equation about what I see is happening. It's not about some relationship or being starstruck by Trump. But it's good to finally be enchanted again a little bit and to find something exciting, because nothing's exciting to me except my kids having a fun time out on the lake or a sunset or barbecuing or hiking or loving God and being a good man. Power means nothing to me unless it's doing good for people. So know this. I believe Trump's, my gut tells me he's for real, but also evidence shows he's already moving in the right direction, but it's not going to be perfect. And the main enemy attacks me, bitching and complaining and saying he didn't deliver everything on a plate of gold. Like Dave Chappelle said, let's give him a chance. Here's that piece.
Now, before I go, I do want to say one thing, and this is not a joke, but I think it's important that I say this, because they're marching up the street right now as we speak. A few weeks ago, I went to the White House for a party. It was the first time I'd been there in many years.
This is Saturday Night Live. We're analyzing it for political purposes. Exciting.
And BET had sponsored the party, so everyone there was black. And it was beautiful. I walked through the gates. You know, I'm from Washington, so I saw the bus stop, well, the corner where the bus stop used to be, where I used to catch the bus to school and dream about nights like tonight. It was a really, really beautiful night. And at the end of the night, everyone went into the West Wing of the White House, and it was a huge party. And everybody in there was black except for Bradley Cooper for some reason. And on the walls were pictures of all the presidents of the past. Now, I'm not sure if this is true, but to my knowledge, the first black person that was officially invited to the White House was Frederick Douglass. They stopped him at the gates. Abraham Lincoln had to walk out himself and escort Frederick Douglass into the White House. And it didn't happen again, as far as I know, until Roosevelt was president. When Roosevelt was president, he had a black guy over and got so much flack from the media that he literally said, I will never have a nigger in this house again. I thought about that, and I looked at that room, and I saw all those black faces in Bradley, and I saw and I saw how happy everybody was. These people who had been historically disenfranchised. And it made me feel hopeful, and it made me feel proud to be an American, and it made me very happy about the prospects of our country. So, in that spirit, I'm wishing Donald Trump luck, and I'm going to give him a chance, and we, the historically disenfranchised, demand that he give us one too. Thank you very much.
Well, don't worry. He's not out to get you like the globalist are. He's not going to build more abortuaries in your neighborhood. So that's a very, very exciting little piece there, because it shows that folks at a deep down level understand what's happening here. But we have to get behind Trump so he can deliver that. Hour number two straight ahead. We have free shipping running store-wide. It ends today, InfoWarsStore.com. Toll-free number. About to give it out.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Now, I probably should have been covering all the news that's up on drudgereport.com and InfoWars.com, where you've got the George Soros-funded people running around burning stuff and screaming racism, this, racism, that. This is just ongoing crap. But that's not as important as every network channel saying it's a white lash, it's a white lash, it's a white lash. I'm going to go back and get the demographic numbers this week. I mean, I remember them. Record numbers of whites, record numbers of Republicans vote, a huge mandate, landslide. Let me tell you something. Barack Obama didn't need to steal his first election. He won in a frickin' landslide. Because people wanted change. People just want change. I can tell you as a white person, believe me, I don't care if our president had brown skin, black skin, white skin. I don't care if it's a woman. I just want them to do economic systems that we know work. And it's so insulting to hear that this is because we didn't like Barack Obama because he was black. Now, I'll tell you, seeing them hype folks up into racial hatred and seeing a bunch of racist black people running around saying whites are bad, it gets a little old. I mean, it's just like, damn, you're ignorant. There were systems of economic degradation against basically everybody. Classism was a system of control, and the lowest area of that class was being a black slave. I get it, and it was wrong. But to sit there and project class warfare onto anybody that isn't black, like they did something to you, is a fundamental insult. And I'm tired of it. And it's not racism I have. I'm sick of your ignorance. It's like, let me tell you something. You can be black, you can be white, you can be Hispanic, you can be an Asian woman. I'm going down the highway. I agree with Ludacris on this. And you're in the fast lane, in my way. You see them headlights? You see me knock them curtains down? Get out of the way. You should be smart enough to get the hell out of my way. Everybody likes success. I don't care what color you are, we came from. You're cool, you're smart, you got success, you got... give a damn. And I'm tired of you insulting who I am, telling me that I got a problem with you because of what damn color you are, when all that is some program, more classism, that we can't ever seem to get rid of based on just where you're from or what you look like instead of what you do. How voters who heavily supported Obama switched over to Trump. Wow, I didn't even see that. I didn't believe the Washington Post told the truth. I guess now the new regime is in. They're not all, you know, that's one thing I was thinking about. Most of the media was under terror. You would get fired by the executives. They had such control. That's in the WikiLeaks. And if you didn't, you'd get kicked out. So maybe some of the people are finally telling the truth. We print that. I didn't even know the Washington Post told the truth there. That's just what the numbers showed. It was Obama voters that beat Hillary. But what panics the social engineers, you see, is that, whoa, if we get non-whites on board for libertarianism and free market, they're going to be so damn wealthy, even the laziest whites, blacks, doesn't matter, are going to be better off after this. We're going to have so much damn prosperity that we're not going to need us anymore. They're not going to need welfare anymore. It'll be like, oh, yeah, 5% on that. We're trying to, you know, too bad. They're mentally ill or whatever. Yeah, take care of the mentally ill people, whatever. Oh, another big one. We're going to break. You know, I'm going to give the number. I'm going to come back with this. They say he's not going to deport anybody, and they say he's going to keep Obamacare. None of that's true. I've spent all weekend reading what's really happening. He supports pre-existing conditions being covered and children staying on insurance until they're 26. He said that a year ago. It's been on his website for a year. Never flip-flopped. Never planned to have roving groups rounding folks up. They said, if you're a felon and we catch you at a DWI or whatever, you're going to be deported. That's all he said. You're here illegal. You're a criminal. You're gone. We're going to ship your ass out of here. Every other country does that. They took normal stuff, folks, and inverted it into mind control. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Call now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are a long way from being out of the woods, my friends. But let me tell you, we are fighting back. Humanity's on the march. From Russia to the UK, the United States, globalism is in decline. And the elite said in all their major publications, I've really beat this to death, but I'm talking Washington Post, Financial Times of London, The Economist, New York Times, that if Hillary fell, she'd be the final domino for the New World Order. And they had headlines Wednesday morning and Thursday morning and the 2 days after the election. World government's in trouble. But see, you acted in a vacuum like nobody else knew that stuff was going on. You acted in a vacuum where they'd be announcing world government and on C-SPAN, we'd play the clip. They'd go, but there is no world government, Mr. Jones. You're being anti-Semitic. Then I'd say, I don't think Jews run the world. That would turn into Jerusalem Post, Alex Jones, Jews run the world. I don't want Obamacare. It says here it has death panels. It'll double prices in the first 3 years. Shut up, racist. You're deeply racist. What? So it didn't make people racist. It just pissed everybody off. And it got so ridiculous that record numbers of blacks and record numbers of Hispanics in any election ever voted for Republicans since the 1950s. Because minorities were voting Republican then because they were for civil rights movement. Then the Democrats flipped over and they ran the media because they'd been the establishment. And then that was it. The Republicans were not the establishment. They were trying to change things. They weren't perfect. But since a caller, or since Nico was mentioning it earlier, I'm going to take your calls here in a moment. The number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. You guys brought me the article in here where it showed how voters who heavily supported Obama switched over to Trump. And this is a November 10th article I hadn't seen from a couple days ago, I guess on Thursday. And they admit that all these people that had actually given Obama the big victory went for Trump because they want an economic future. In all these deindustrialized areas, particularly in the North Central area and the East. Isn't that interesting? Because that's really what happened. These people don't care what color the president is. Just, man, it's hard to get a job. And then if you're on welfare, it doesn't pay the bills. And we're supposedly this big prosperous nation. What happened? You got sold out. So I was reading it during the break. It's just amazing. This is actually a truthful article. I think my head's spinning out of the Washington Post. The revenge of the white working class voter and where millions of Obama supporters flip for Trump. So see, Town Hall says the revenge of white working voter, even a conservative site, and then where millions of Obama supporters flip their vote. It wasn't white voters. It was record numbers of blacks, record numbers of Hispanics, and record numbers of former Obama voters and whites. Because they proved they weren't racist. They voted for Obama, and they got screwed. So again, the biggest strength in this is that Obama was repudiated. People came together to elect Trump. So what do? You can't be part of this new future. You got to block. You got to go out and riot. You can't. No, it's racist. The KKK just got elected. That's why the South just voted for Donald Trump, a Yankee. See, all the rules are off. All the old garbage is over. I'm only 42, about to be 43. I didn't grow up in the world of naked racism. I mean, if I was naive in one area, it wasn't women or anything. It was race stuff. I was so colorblind that I was so dumb when I was young. I wondered why do black people keep trying to beat me up? Well, now I think back, well, they were racist. I was brought up so colorblind, like a dodo bird or something, that I didn't even know what was hitting me. And that's what's so funny about the whole thing. This is crazy. I mean, it really is crazy to see what they've done to reality, how they've turned the whole thing upside down. I was talking to my dad last night. He came over to the house. About his dad who was elected different county positions and how he was the first person in the family to go Republican and how the KKK hated him and all the rest of it. And he was like, well, it wasn't that bad. Sure, they threatened him and did some stuff and did some things, but big deal. They were a bunch of wimps. Everybody hated them. He said, my dad was just one of the first people to stand up and say, we're not going to let them push people around anymore. And then I got to sit here when both my grandfathers fought Hitler. One of my grandfathers was in the civil rights movement, just like Chuck Heston. They called Chuck Heston a racist when he was involved in the 50s, man, almost getting killed in places like Oklahoma and Alabama. What's he get? He's called racist. No, he stood up for our Second Amendment. He stood up for civil rights. He stood up across the board. He was amazing. It's a freaking angel. Before he died, they called him a racist because he was pro-gun. What the hell does that mean? They got these Fox News sports people. Oh, my, the new KKK is the NRA. The NRA was founded to train Northerners on how to shoot and blacks how to shoot so they could protect themselves from the KKK. I'm so sick of the inversion of reality. I'm so sick of... I remember I caught black guys getting paid to go testify. I guess they were like actors because they didn't talk in like urban accents until they got up on stage. And they're like, yeah, I'm a thug. I kill people. I'm black, but take my guns. Outside, they're like, thank you, sir, for the money. Yeah. And there's a guy paying them $300-$400 a piece. And I was like, you're actors? So the news calls me up and they go, the Austin American Statesman, they go, did you do this because they're black? And I went, excuse me? And I went, they're being bribed. The House Ethics Committee had mentioned it. We beat a bunch of legislation because of it. One of my first big stories was in 99. I mean, I had a bunch of big stories, but that was one of the first really big ones on guns. When Nationwide NRA picked it up, and they're like, and the paper was like, Alex Jones is a racist. And they had these black actors up there going, yo, we dangerous. We're going to get you. And then they go outside, like, thank you, sir, for the money. Whoa, next level. And I mean, I didn't know that much when I got into all this, folks. I learned watching it for myself that we're not in Kansas anymore, and they are gaming people big time, big time. And I get it. People are dissing you. People treat you bad in your life. You learn to bow up and be arrogant and not care. I know how that is. Hell, I fight the media all day. I don't care what they say about me. But it is a mental wound. It is a projection to say that if we have a border, it's racist. There's 6+ billion people in the third world that want to come here. The third world's collapsing. We ought to try to stabilize it. You don't do that by bringing the total unwashed here who have no future with diseases, you name it. All you do is drive down wages. And what do big corporations want? A permanent poor class. They want that. They get that. It's endgame. They win. We're going to come back and go to your phone calls from across the country. Much other clips and news to cover. And I'll also get into some of the lies we're telling about Trump on the border and healthcare and everything else. But let me just add this. We've extended this. We rarely do this 3-4 days because it has been so successful. And folks keep asking us to wait, I guess, till they get paid or whatever. But we have free shipping across the board at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping's a big deal. Sign up for auto ship on things that are like coffee or nutraceuticals or supplements or things you reorder. And you can even order out a year out, and you get 10% off additionally. But the big deal is we've sold out of a few products like the Pro King water filter, but other stuff's on sale as well, other water filters. 30% off Survival Shield X2, the key halogen. 34% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. 30% off DNA Force, that's a big deal. 30% off Super Male Vitality. 50% off all the Molon Labe Pro Gun apparel and more. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Notice how game-changing we are on politics. Notice how game-changing we are on future trends, because we're not going off the mainstream lie to keep you diverted. We're going to policy papers and what the elite are really writing, thinking you're too dumb to read it, but you're not. When we tell you that X2 will change your life, it's changed mine, or the DNA Force is over-the-top amazing, or that Supermel Vitality is just over-the-top cool, folks, we only go out and find the top scientists to bring you the absolute game-changers. You owe it to yourself. Plus, it supports the broadcast. It's a win-win. A zero-sum game, I think that's the term. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank all of you over the years for supporting us and what you've done. You've seen it bear fruit. We've lived up to our commitment. You've done yours. I want to thank you all. We'll be back.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me.
Watch me.
I got some.
Watch me. I got it.
InfoWars.com. We're going to be updating the site soon, launching some new sites that are more high-tech, but folks kind of like our, it's not really low-tech, but it's a couple-year-old design. And we're going to roll out a lot of new things. We roll out the new free app at InfoWars.com/app. We have the paid app that we're really about to ramp up that has promo codes and coupons for the store that are worth it the first time you buy it, $4.95 a month. It's half price out of the gates. But we're going to have where all my reporters, myself, every day do live special reports, tape reports. original films, you name it. I want to build it to a whole new, like, YouTube platform that's separate from all that, a.k.a. Matt Drudge's advice, have our own systems that are separate from the bigger platforms. We'll also put a lot of that information on there, but it's just more and more we're being censored by Facebook and YouTube, and they've been spanking Facebook in the New York Times and the Washington Post. You're the reason Trump won. You didn't censor enough. Well, when Trump supports 30-1, what are you going to do? I mean, she had crowds of 300 on average. He had crowds of 20,000 on average. He probably won the biggest victory in history. They stole so hard. Bev Harris, Democrat, liberal, top expert, stole at least 5 states. She still lost. This is epic, epic. I want to go to your phone calls just briefly, and I'll flesh this out more during the weekday show. But the big attack is he's waffling, he isn't delivering. When he said, I'm going to get rid of Obamacare, he meant the forced mandate tax level that you have to have it. They're going to produce a government system where you can go into a market and where you can't be refused if you have a pre-existing condition, and children can stay on until 26. He thinks those are good provisions. His advisors do. He said that a year ago when they put it on the damn website, and I'm sorry, but man, they play people because they don't pay attention. That's what he said a year ago on the website. He never said all Mexicans are criminals and he's going to deport all of them that are illegal. He said, if you're a felon and we catch you in a checkpoint or a stop or whatever, you're going back. And people that are here illegally, we're going to create a process for you to go out and come back in if you're not a criminal. And if you're skilled, boom, we're going to bring you here. Because as long as the factories are here, I don't care if we bring skilled workers in. We got to compete, folks. Some would call that too liberal of a plan. The reason I like it, with Trump, it's a real plan. He's not lying to you. It's so refreshing. It's like these protests everywhere. Our own camera people pick it up from California to Texas. They go, he's a homophobe. He wants to hurt. You could criticize him from a conservative perspective that he's been pro-equality for 30 years. Hillary, in her speech at the DNC, didn't mention being nice to LGBT and all that stuff and being he had everybody clapping. Again, it's my biggest problem with the Trump bashing is, and I got some issues with Trump, is that it's none of it's reality-based. It's like this Amy Schumer article she put out that has hundreds of thousands of shares and likes, millions of readers, that I caught in our ad feed on InfoWars. I'm going to get rid of that ad feed, man. It's all this anti-liberty crap. But I got to get money to fund the operation. But at the same time, I'm not going to put this out. That's why I almost have no advertising is crap like this. I caught this on other sites that are Patriot, where he says that if he runs the Republican, they're the dumbest people and all this stuff. And she admits later, oh, by the way, this is a fake quote, knowing no one's going to actually read pages, 2 pages down to the fine print. I don't like scumbags. I don't like people scamming everybody. I'm sick of it. And you know what I don't like? The public buying into it. All right, let's take a few calls. Got 2 more segments coming up, but we'll get to a few right now. We got Rusty and Charles and Dean and Owl Killer and Raven and Tony and James and Wade and Mitchell. Who's up first? Let's go to James in the great state of Seattle. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Wow. Thanks for taking my call, brother. God bless you, man.
God bless you. What's on your mind?
A warning of a prophecy warning that is been very silenced and quieted by many people in the Christian community, and this timeline might be wrong, but I have to get it out or blood's on my hands, and you need to know about it. Be aware of it.
Sure, well, just tell us. Who's prophecy and what?
A man who died in 2008-ish, a man named Dewey Bruton. That's on YouTube. It's called Daniel's Timeline. It ends November 17th, and Obama coincidentally left the country for 6 days to do a speech in Greece where it all began, because we're still following a timeline that says he is the beast, and people better wake up because...
All right, well, I mean, I hear where you're going, and I appreciate your call. This is people say he's still got 2 months in office. Will they start World War III before then? And they've been trying to start World War III with Russia, and people say, why isn't Trump winning war with Russia? Russia has 2 bases. Russia's trying to not collapse. Russia's done nothing. I'm not anti-China, but China is buying up Hollywood in our business. I went and saw Arrival last night. So I saw my parents, where we're keeping the kids. And it was just all Chinese propaganda. Nothing against the Chinese, but every movie is how the Chinese save us. I mean, because they're buying up all of Hollywood right now. It's like, no, this is our country. We can't go buy China's movie production. They never let you do that. I mean, this is getting serious. Thank you, James. Owl Killer in New Jersey. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, am I on?
Yes, sir.
Hey, all I have to say, thank God for the renegades and the life they lead. Way far ahead of their time.
Thank God for the renegades. Absolutely.
I have some very, very important stuff to put out with about Trump. Well, I went to go see Roger Stone at the Palladium about 4 weeks ago, and I got a book signed, and I spoke to him for a couple of minutes. It was about the Clinton's war on women. Now we have Trump in office. You can see the system is scared to death of him. We're going to have the Supreme Court. He's got to put the most conservative, the most constitutional.
By the way, let me interrupt you just because I wanted to say this earlier. The litmus test is he better put somebody more conservative than Scalia. I want patriots, and I want them now. And that's my litmus test. If he doesn't do that, I am going ape SH you know what.
Absolutely. Now, the day he got elected, there was such a breath of fresh air and relief in the military. There's people that got out that are trying to get back in. That were fears of what's been going on that are trying to come back in. Now, this is where the game plan comes in. We've got to press the local government. Everybody has to get involved, from the sheriffs to your councilmen to your mayors to your governors. We're going to squash the New World Order like a trash compactor. From the top all the way and from the bottom, we're going to meet them right in the middle. That's what we have to do.
I agree, and they're going to nitpick all day. I'm going to tell you right now, I trust Trump. I've talked to him. He's probably got to put some people in that know how the system works, because they know where all the trap doors are. It's a bucket of spaghetti, the biggest government in history. But as long as he delivers on policies or fights to do it, I'm for him. I mean, the Supreme Court, political correctness repudiated, the media destroyed, the pollsters proven to be fraudsters. The victory was him running. The victory was him winning. We have had a devastating victory. Let's not let them get us all pissy and sour it, because he doesn't deliver it all before he's not even in office.
Here's the thing. Now, with the whole issue with the Hillary pardon, let her get her pardon, and let's get the Freedom of Information Act, and just bury them and everybody that's attached to them for the rest of their lives.
No, I hear you. Let me give you the inside baseball. Well, here's the problem. At this level, they're all watching. Should I give people the inside baseball? Should I let you know? I think they're smart enough to already know.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I was told this a few hours ago when I was still at home, and then I got some calls here about 30 minutes ago, and it just went live on Infowars.com. Trump names Priebus chief of staff, Bannon senior counselor. Now, again, Priebus knows how D.C. works. He knows who the people are. He knows Congress. He stabbed Trump in the back, I don't know, 40 times is what I was told by an insider. And Trump knows that, but, I mean, these people roll over to whoever their master is. That's what they do, is follow orders. So if he knows, you know, kind of like the janitor that knows where all the keys fit and where all the detergent is, I'm trusting Trump because the enemy hates him. He's already trying to deliver on tax cuts, controlling the border, and so much more. But it's up on Infowars.com. It's from Fox News. Trump names Priebus chief of staff, Bannon senior counselor. So that just means that Bannon will be up there helping him make the decisions, but then Priebus will carry out the will. So that's a good thing. Trump said that Priebus and Bannon will work as equal partners. So that's good. President-elect Donald Trump on Sunday appointed Republican National Committee Chairman Rince Priebus as the White House. That's almost like putting Paul Ryan in. I mean, Paul Ryan's many times worse and a total demon. But Trump also announced that campaign CEO Stephen Bannon, the executive chairman of Breitbart News, will be his chief strategist and senior counselor. Bannon was notably given top billing in the press release announcing the appointments. And that's what I was going to say earlier. We have this clip. Kathleen Conway said Steve Bannon has been the general in this campaign, but says that Priebus is being looked at. Let's cue that up and play that and then go back to phone calls, because this really says it all. Now, again, Trump's at 100 with me, and he's staying at 100. He gets in 60-something days. We see delivery, 67 days. We see him fighting hard on this. That's great. But these Republican weasels will tell him whatever they want to hear while they're cooking up scandals behind the scenes and leaking information to everybody under the sun. And I think he just put a Henry Kissinger in his administration. I think this is a bad move. And I told him it was a bad move Friday, but whatever. Trump can do whatever he wants, I'm sure. He's smarter than I am anyway, so whatever. I'm not pissed. I'm very, very happy. We've defeated the globalists on so many fronts. The media is discredited. The pollsters are discredited. They're in total panic. Trump's getting ready to turn the power plants back on. I mean, just he's not out to get us. It's wonderful. But I'll tell you what I really think. I think Priebus is a grand weasel. But maybe he can be Trump's weasel. Maybe he's just, you know, maybe he's just a good little servant and does whatever he's told. I mean, I've seen a major flip in some media figuring out there's a new sheriff in town. We'll see. But here is Conway, former head of the campaign, the spokeswoman, talking about this earlier today.
The two leading candidates are reportedly Republican Party chair and insider Reince Priebus and campaign CEO Steve Bannon, who's a fierce anti-establishment critic of Washington. Won't that, Kellyanne, tell us a lot about how Mr. Trump plans to govern, whether he chooses an insider, maybe he still wants to change it, but by using an insider, or whether he chooses somebody from the outsider who really does view Washington as a swamp?
Well, it tells you a great deal about President Trump that both of those men are thought to have very important roles in his administration, very senior roles. And that, regardless of title, that is absolutely what's going to happen. And that is probably the case for most of his very small, but loyal and frankly effective senior team, inner circle. But I, you know, the thing about Steve Bannon that people don't understand is that in this campaign, he's been the general and he's worked very closely with Reince Priebus and the rest of us as part of that small core team. We couldn't have done it without Priebus or Bannon. I can say that unequivocally as the campaign manager.
Sure, and we weren't there for all things that happened. And by the way, I never convince myself of what I want to believe. I go with my gut. And I don't trust Priebus, but I'll say this. It just clicked. Trump is really smart. He's got the outsider that'll give him the vice and be his chief counselor, who then just send the little gremlin down the rat hole, the little goblin, to take him through the different portals and different entrances and exits. And I'll say this, knowing Trump, because it all just clicked while I was watching that clip. If Priebus doesn't deliver, his ass will be gone in a month or two. In fact, I think once Priebus, I'm predicting this now, unless he totally rolls over to Liberty, but Trump never forgives a traitor, I can tell you that. I think Priebus is gone in 90 days after they're in office. I'll bet you that by May of 2017, Priebus is gone or demoted. You heard it. Because I know how Trump works, and I know my gut tells me he's on the right target, and I know the enemy's scared of him. But here's the deal. I don't want to say this. We got 67 days left. The globalists are scared to death. If Trump doesn't play possum a little bit, they'll probably try to kill him or start a war. I don't know. The problem is they underestimated Trump already. So point is that I think I'm betting on Trump. I mean, he's already trying to get rid of the Obamacare. Oh, that's another lie. He's already getting rid of Obamacare. He's getting rid of the provision that it's a forced mandate, but that insurance companies have to have pre-existing condition if they take your money. That's only fair. And that 26-year-olds or 26-year-olds telling your parents insurance. That sounds reasonable because that's when you're out of college by then. That's something everybody agreed to. But then they spin it. Oh, he backed off. Oh, he's not going to deport every person here illegally. He's not going to have a force that goes to every building. We already have a force that does that. But notice Paul Ryan comes out and lies everybody on the news and goes, I'll assure you, we're not doing it. This Congress isn't doing it. I speak for Trump. What? Undermining him, undermining, playing games because he wants the big money. He's still, we haven't kicked the globalists out yet. We haven't drained the swamp. We've got to have somebody that knows the depths of the swamp, somebody that's against the swamp. But what do you think? We've got Rusty and Charles and Dean and Raven and so many others. Who should we talk to first? Let's talk to Raven. Raven in North Carolina.
Yeah, Alex, I couldn't vote for John McCain or Mitt Romney because I knew who they were. I couldn't vote for Barack Hussein Obama because the writing was all over the wall. I mean, you don't seem to have a very good memory, but you had exposed him before the first election that he ran in, you and many of your guests. So we knew who he was. But I'm glad. I think it's a new day. It's a better day in America. Trump, I feel good that he's in there. Because most of all, because if he hadn't won, me and many others would have always wondered, what could Trump have done? Could he have saved the country? Because we knew what we were going to get with Hillary Clinton. And I think that he has to set the tone. That he has to demonstrate to the American people and to the world that none of our government officials are above the law. Hillary Clinton must go to prison. We need a full, impartial, complete investigation of Hillary Clinton and her crimes with her foundation, all of that stuff, all these other criminals and the Justice Department.
Raven, you're on fire. I'm going to give you two more minutes before we go to break, but just answer my question then. Do you agree with my analysis? Because I never lie to myself. I still have a really good feeling here.
Yeah, I'm hoping, I'll be honest with you, I never followed Trump in my whole life. I don't have television. I haven't had television in like 10 years. So, I heard, that there
was. So, what told you to like him? Just the fact that the enemy was against him?
Yeah, all of his enemies, all the people that are coming out against him. And I no one was ever able to convince me that Donald Trump hated America like all these other.
He doesn't.
They either hate him, they either hate America or. Or they're willing, they're a bunch of weasels and snakes, and they're willing to sell us out, and they actually...
Or they really are racist. I mean, there's not just white racists. There's anti-white racists as well.
Oh, and they're self-hating white racists as well.
Well, that seems to be who leads it. I don't get this whole... It's crazy. So what's your gut tell you?
Yeah, Alex, come on, man. Let's be genuine here. A lot of these people that we're calling white don't consider themselves to be white. They consider themselves to be above white. They're Jewish, and they don't consider themselves to be white. And one other point,
here's the deal. I mean, you got liberal Jews, conservative Jews. You got people fighting the New World Order that are Jewish across the board. So how do you just sit there and say, Jews? I mean, I want to get past all the names and just promote freedom.
They always seem to frame the debate. They always seem to frame the narrative. They take the left and the right, and then they control it. You get that simple.
Well, I'll tell you this. Here's the good news. This whole thing's getting shattered. People don't want to have World War III. I don't care whether they're German, Jewish, or Chinese. But I'll agree with you on this. Trump's for real. He's got the system scared, and he's got my backing. I want to see what he does once he gets in. I'm going to let him navigate the waters he's in. I'm not there with him. But I really do have a good feeling. We'll be right back with more calls.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold cell.
In my cold cell. When the bell begins to chime.
Reflecting on my past life.
Reflecting on my past.
Real advanced intellects can look forward and backward into the future. And they know that the time for me is running low.
They take me to the gallows.
Let's crank this up. The sands of time for all of us, individually, are running low. But for the species, if we survive, the sands run on for eternity. And we are so close to that mark. So close. Running low. I'll be back tomorrow. By the way, we're taking some more phone calls. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central with a weekday transmission. And to say InfoWars is hitting on all cylinders is putting it lightly. I have pushed so hard. I have seen everything we've prayed for and worked for come true. I want to thank you, the listeners, for making it all possible. We're not out of the woods, as I said earlier, but we are really seeing that we can affect change. We can come together. We can challenge the lies and the intimidators, and that mainstream media isn't all powerful. What matters is what you stand for, what you do, what you say, what you speak. Briefly, we are having a sale that ends finally. It will end today. Will not be there tomorrow. Free shipping, store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com, and 30 to 40% off high-quality storable foods, the high-quality supplements that are just amazing. non-GMO heirloom seeds, massive discounts on pro-gun apparel, Molon Labe. You're the ones making it all possible, bucking the system, bucking the curb, funding an operation that will tell the truth that is now kicking butt. Now, I mean, look, mainstream media, CNN was down to basically 15 million viewers a day. Their smaller shows, 100,000 viewers. Their bigger shows, a million viewers. We were having 20 million views a day just on different videos months ago. And terrestrial radio, 5 million viewers a day. So an average day was 25, 30 million viewers. I mean, a week just 6 months ago, it was 30 million. It hit 80-something million last week just on video views and just 5 million a day on the radio. Just one of the biggest media events in the world. I mean, we're definitely bigger than Rush Limbaugh, which I don't know. I'm bigger than Rush Limbaugh. That's great. The point is that we are. In, you know, total reach in what we're doing. And we're going to get bigger because I want to win. That's nothing. It's because of you supporting us. So thank you for your support, your prayers, sending our videos out, our articles out. You are the InfoWars. So no matter what color you are, where you came from, whether you're in England or Russia or Mexico or someplace in the continent of Africa or wherever you are, I love you. I want you to have a great future. I want us to work together. So thank you for the support. We got great products that you need, from BioPCA to Knockout to our BioTrue Selenium to our, it's just all there, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's go to phone calls as fast as we can now. Rusty in Arkansas. Rusty, thanks for holding.
Alex, I'm so glad you picked me right after that introduction there where you're speaking about the things that we have accomplished. I wanted to reflect a little bit. I've been listening to you since 2004 when I first ordered martial law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. And it woke up tremendously with you and your videos since then. I've passed them out from Little Rock to Orlando, left them on windshields of cars, and my wife tracking me down saying, get out of there, get away from there. But I've done.
You were the original, you folks spreading our films before the internet even spread stuff viral. You did it.
That's right, and I'm so
But do you see how long it took, though? Like Force 10 from Navarone, they bombed the dam. It didn't blow up for 30 minutes.
That's right, but you know what? We finally got here, and we got a little beachhead like you've been saying. I just wanted to say that I'm just so thrilled to hear those numbers and that those of you that are out there listening, you've been a part of this and you've been helping the InfoWar, and we've finally got a beachhead, and that's something to be proud of.
Well, I'll tell you the paradox. I know now why they've got to put billions a year from Carlos Slim, Mexican kingpins in the New York Times and everything. Because, listen, you'd think the economy's so shot, you'd think with those listeners and viewers we'd have extra money. We barely had more money come in per day than we did before with all this giant audience. What's crazy is there's so much media now, audience doesn't even bring in money. So we're successful audience-wise, monetarily we're not, which scares me for the economy. I mean, what does that say?
Yeah, it says a lot. You know, there's been so many people. You know, I've been laid off twice since 2012.
Brother, most of my family, college degrees, super successful the last 10 years, had to sell their houses and down. I understand. Exactly. So we know the economy isn't like they told us.
No, and speaking on that, I'd like for everybody to go out to InfoWars, to the store and to video, to media and videos, and look at the specials that they've got going on the videos there. Several of them are $9.95. You can buy those and give them as Dirty Santa gifts, and just give them to people in your family that may not agree with you. And just say, you know, watch it.
About truth. Mountains of lies can be dissolved by that. Well, God bless you. I appreciate you, brother. Your check's in the mail for the plug. Yeah, we basically, it's surreal because I always wanted to just fight the New World Order. I thought it'd be a small part of it. I didn't realize we'd be a dominant part of it. And it is bizarre. But the praise goes to Christ, to you, to the listeners. I mean, all of you, the crew. I mean, I'm just one small part of this, and it's very, very humbling, so thank you for the support. All right, Charles in New York, you're on the air. Charles, go ahead.
Thank you very much for taking my call. I just wanted to tell you that there's a fundamentally important contribution that you can make to Donald Trump as he becomes president of the United States. I can look back on the last few weeks at the great analysis and distribution, message distribution that you and InfoWars and Drudge contributed, along with Assange's verification and validation of many of the analyses. You had people like Molyneux, Cynic, Stones, Lenti, Watson. These were great contributors to the analysis, and you did the distribution. And this is fundamental, and for that, I believe, it will be historic in the modern media. Now, the challenge that is facing Trump is that the half of the population, that or those that voted for Hillary Clinton, weren't really being given the reason why they should not vote for her. They were, many of these analyses were not getting through to them through the mainstream media.
And I agree. So our challenge is now reach out to them and deprogram them.
Exactly. You got to convince the other people who are genuinely disappointed because...
And see, Trump thinks he acts like he compromises and be nice to them because Hillary's saying be nice, but that's on the level, that's on a false level. Her surrogates are all saying attack, attack. That's why he has to point out, hey, you're still ordering this. They bust. We saw MoveOn.org funded buses, literally over 100 of them, bust people in from all over the state to riot in Austin the last 3 days. I mean, you got to counter organized stuff like this and say it's organized. You're saying be nice, but you're not being nice.
Yes, analyze this for a second. What do you think 25,000, 30,000 people would turn out to see Donald Trump? Why? Because they couldn't reach him other than to go to see him directly. They would put their signs on the lawn, and they would be destroyed. They would try to reach the media. They would be told, get off. They would not be given information.
So they had to go to him to meet other people like themselves, and actually suppressing us is what made us stronger. Great points. God bless you. Amazing points. Yeah, we've got to figure out, because the average person thinking that Trump's a KKK member really means well. They have no idea that he got awards from the NAACP for hiring record numbers of blacks and Hispanics and others and promoting him. He doesn't care as long as you get the job done. And Trump has said this even on stuff I read like 15 years ago. He goes, I love my black and Hispanic employees. As long as they get paid well and take care of them, they get so enthusiastic, they just want to work harder and harder. A lot of my other employees get promoted and get lazy. See, it's all BS, man. Look, Trump's not perfect, but he's not out to get you. And we have to come together and realize that. I got so many callers here. Thank you, Charles. We got Dean and Tony and Wade and Michael and Mitchell. I'm almost out of town, but out of town, out of time. Mitchell in Oregon, you're on the air. We got about 30 seconds. Go ahead. Mitchell.
Yeah, based on your talks with Bev Harris, how big of a landslide does it take to override the voting fraud algorithms? And secondly, the other two things you need to worry about with Trump is electoral college voting fraud, because there's something called a faithless elector where they don't honor their pledge.
That's right. They've already got Democrats 2 million signed to try to get the electoral college not to honor him, but he's already president-elect. They would have challenged it earlier. I think he's in. But as for Bev Harris, she agreed about 5 states they tried to steal. They did steal. And so you have that together. He probably won by 5-6 million popular vote and 300-plus electoral votes. So they had to try to dampen that. But despite that, he won.
Well, the last people to speak as strongly as Trump has been John F. Kennedy and Reagan. They didn't get Reagan, but he actually backed off after they attempted to get him. So I'm really, really worried about a Trump assassination.
I think that's the prime issue. They know he's playing nice, and they know he's got the military on his side. That's why they're standing down. But if they think they're going to kill Trump and get away with it, everything's being watched. Like, look, they're scared because the military and the police are away. This is a true battle for the Republic. Thank you. Great job, everybody. Thank you so much. Tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. That's the kickoff. Spread the word.